Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Hello, hello, welcome, welcome. I am doing, I sound like a circus.
I've been like the beginning of a musical.
Hello, hello. I've been trying to come up with like new ways to like start my show instead of being like, hey guys. It's like one time I sang hello.
Now I'm like
a hello.
Ooh.
Hello.
Ooh, that's bad.
Shut up, Rachel. So right now I'm testing out like if I was what's the circus ringleader? The ringleader. It's like hello. Yeah. Oh no, it is more like vaudeville.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Exactly.
Hello.
Just jazz hands right now.
Yes. That's because we're sober.
I was just gonna say this is sober.
Sober city. You guys, I know this podcast is late. I'm sorry. Shit's a little hard right now. I'm having a really hard time making time for everything and preparing, having enough time to prepare, having enough time to take a number two. I just feel really overwhelmed.
Struggle with that. Yeah.
So I was going to just do a stream of consciousness podcast today, all about Bachelor and Southern Charm. And then Rachel texted me being like, yo, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm trying to find the will to do a stream of consciousness.
And I was like,
podcast.
I need to see sunlight. She was like, do you want to walk over? I was like, sure.
Yeah, so she came over to help me. And why? I'm so annoyed. I ordered Sugarfish and now it's 151 and it's going to say it's
well, it's like the most busy sushi restaurant during lunchtime, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm not going to do that again. Damn it. I'm like never going to eat. All right. So there's that. I had my birthday this weekend. I can't really talk about it. So there's that. But I had like a really good time on the airplane.
Did you?
I can talk about that. Yeah, because we upgraded to first class.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
It was okay. Shout out to JetBlue Mint.
Is that a special?
Kristen and her Delta Amex can suck it.
I think Kristen even knows that at this point.
Yeah, like JetBlue Mint is where it's at. They're like little pods almost. They like had like Kristen had a door, an electric door.
Shut
her
into that. You were like,
shut her into her
own. If I don't want to listen, I can close the door.
Yeah, it was like super cool. And we just like, it went horizontal. So like I like slept like a baby.
That sounds amazing.
And watched TV and all that stuff. And do you want to hear how sad I was? So like when we were coming back, I was so exhausted.
Yeah.
Because it was another red eye. So I was so exhausted. And I'm like, I just got to make it for Southern Charm reunion. So I'm like keeping my eyes like, oh, I'm holding. I see that it's coming on like four hours into my plane.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or 3 hours into the plane. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait for it. I'm watching boring TV in the meantime. I mean, I watched the Jamie Lynn Spears thing. That was actually fun. I liked it.
I liked the Britney documentary. Was this a documentary or did she have a reality show?
It was a documentary.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And so I'm waiting. Everybody else is going to sleep. And I'm like, no. I literally am like holding my eyelids open at this point, being like, I'm going to get there and I'm going to watch the Southern Charm reunion. And finally the time comes and I put it on and it's halfway into it because my plane was a half an hour delayed in terms of TV.
They also aired it early. I missed it completely on Monday. I was like, I got home by 9:00, like,
really?
Yes. I'm going to watch it. It's amazing. It was at like 9:01. I sat down, turned it on. I was like, where is it?
Oh my God.
And I like went forward. I was like, well, maybe it's later. And then I couldn't go back. And I was like, it's not airing till 1 a.m. now. And then I started tweeting to people and they were like, no, it aired an hour earlier. I was like, great.
Yeah.
Until tomorrow because I'm not going to stay up till 1.
Oh my God.
So
then you know my pain.
Yeah.
Except I was on a plane. Like just cursing
and a glass wall of emotion.
That's exactly what I felt like. And I'm like, what do I do? Do I go to sleep? But like now it's on. I got to see the last half of it. But like, I don't know. Maybe if I miss something that like I'll need to know in order to watch the last half.
So yeah. Did you watch the last half?
I watched the last half and thought Team Catherine the whole entire time of the last half. And then I tweeted that and a lot of people agreed with me. And then a lot of people were like, are you fucking crazy?
She was acting childlike, but I don't blame her. She is a child, like you said.
Yeah. Well, so now I agree. Now that I just finished the reunion,
mean.
They
That's I feel so bad for her. She has kids and she's a kid herself.
Listen, we can tell Catherine is looks. She acts like she's 15.
Yeah,
but she is.
She basically is.
She's so young. Cut her a break. No wonder she's like kind of psycho. Like she has that like crazy look in her eye, yeah. And she like the shit she's that comes out of her mouth. Like they're all laughing at her, and I'm like, I get it. I would laugh too. But imagine being
oh, but
the
she's
youngest
being bullied
one
by like people that are 10 years older than her. Being like,
some
oh,
of them are like 40
girl.
Years older than yeah. her. So like imagine,
and they're all so immature. None of them have kids. None of them are grown up at all. Shep yeah. is like the biggest like man child in the world. So is Whitney.
Yeah, I know.
So
seriously,
is Thomas.
Rachel, let me just preface this. Like, we'll get into Southern Charm talk right now since we're on the topic. That was seamless. So I realized as I was watching this that I really like don't know shit about any of these people.
Yeah,
I was just like, wow, some of them I'm liking more and others that I really liked I'm liking less. And then I'm like, I need to stop having an opinion and become being so obsessed because I think I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, well, it's
I've turned into a weirdo.
Well, it's also because you're on a reality show on Bravo too, so it's like you also know how like, I don't know, like people can come across maybe differently than they are or whatever. But it's weird that like knowing that you're still watching it, being like, well, I don't like that person anymore.
I know when that's, I catch I mean, every time I catch them. Yeah.
Because this is not just a TV show. This is their lives.
I'm such a fair weather fan. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like if I'm like Team Catherine and then I see her being like so obnoxious, I'm just like, oh, wait. Fuck Catherine. I'm like, oh my God, I hate myself. I hate so myself. I am so embarrassed.
The one person that has stayed and maybe next season she will be nice, but the one person that has stayed annoying and mean is Landon. Like I just doesn't redeem herself to me. I'm just you're being mean.
Every time, and I say that we say this every time. I keep trying to give Landon the benefit of the doubt, and every time I see her
sometimes
talk.
I feel bad for her. Like I felt bad for her in those meetings with the job stuff. Like,
I felt bad for her with Shep.
That too, yeah.
And she owned that, and I really appreciated that. But she's so bitchy.
Yeah, like bringing up the document, like bringing up stuff that has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, like none of that has to do with you. And the fact that, like, when she was like, Thomas, are you going to bring out the papers? And Thomas was like, stay out of it. I was like, thank you, T-Rav, finally. You said something. Just tell her to shut up.
I can't believe that she went on their Valentine's trip.
Yeah, that was awesome. Did you see her face?
Yeah, of course I'd be pissed if she I was Catherine.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But, like, I slept in another room. Oh, really? But you went on a vacation that was planned with me.
Really?
And
you
my
slept in another room?
Yeah.
On a Valentine's vacation.
Yeah. With the way those people drink, sure, I'm sure that happened.
Yeah, no. I just feel really bad because it's like clear. It's clear as day that Catherine is super, super hurt by a lot of shit. And she's a baby. Everyone else is older and ganging up on her, trying to ice her out, trying to make her look bad.
All right, just because you're the baby of Vanderpump doesn't mean... I'm just joking.
But I'm not like that much of a baby, only by like a year.
Just joking.
But I felt bad. Like it made me feel sad to watch because I'm just like, everybody get it together.
You can tell she's just reacting out of like hurt. She doesn't seem calculating. She seemed like she was trying to be calculating.
Yeah,
like
but
trying
it just
to play
doesn't
it cool.
work.
It's just like,
it's like, no, Catherine. Like,
no,
yeah,
it's not working.
Yeah. I mean, I still like her.
I do too. And I thought she looked beautiful. Her dress was terrible, but
I don't
she,
understand what that was.
She's so skinny
it was
after
like,
having a baby.
It was
she's
like a Victorian costume from Party City out of the bag. Like that's what it was.
She's so pretty though. She's by far the prettiest on this.
She's very pretty. Whitney was softer, like we were talking about. I really liked seeing Whitney be like more.
Yeah, that was nice. It kind of made me feel bad for him where it was like, oh, that probably was embarrassing that Craig came after you when you
Yeah, I'm still Team Craig.
Like her. Well, no, but I'm just saying I feel bad that he was actually probably was embarrassed that day.
So do you, that's our job to call each other out about embarrassing things. If you don't like it, get off a reality show.
I know, but
sorry.
But the fact that he actually showed vulnerability.
Yeah.
Was like, oh, now because I just thought he was a jerk that day. But now I'm like, oh, you kind of probably were sad.
I honestly just wish they would all own their stuff. That's what I don't like about when I like watch them all talk about this. No one's owning their shit. Whitney, why don't you just say, yeah, you know what? It was a little more than a one night stand.
I think he did.
He didn't.
Like he was saying
he kept saying it was just a one night stand, just a one night stand.
No, he changed it right at
he
the
told,
end.
He looked at Catherine and said, she's making this up.
No, and then Andy said something, and then he
said
like,
something like, it was what it was 3 years ago. That's what he said. That's not owning anything.
I know, but he wasn't acting like a robot and just being like,
no, I know. But even Cameron, own the fact that you just don't like, that you're being a bitch.
Yeah.
Own
it.
You're
better than her.
Yeah, like just own it. Like everybody's dancing around.
Are you sanctimonious?
Yeah, everybody's dancing around the issue. And I feel like when people own things, that's when they become likable.
I agree.
So like, come on.
Same thing with Shep and his like man child ways. Like, come on, you're not fucking George Clooney. Like, hang up your hat. Like, you seem like kind of like sloppy and like, you are kind of rude towards women in a weird way. Like, he thinks he's like so like intelligent and above it, but you're kind of being a jerk.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, I didn't know how to feel about that.
Just because you're saying like you're being honest about your position with girls doesn't mean that you're not saying like kind of like gross things and I don't know, just acting like a pig.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't know how to feel about him. I'm just like,
I
like watching him. Yeah, I like him. I like watching him. I think he's funny. I think he seems smart. And like, he'd be really, I would like to be friends with him.
He looks like a blast.
I'd love to be friends with him.
I like that he's also like, doesn't like, he's no drama and doesn't like emotions and stuff. But that would be fun to be friends with, but that would be hard to date.
To date. Yeah. I couldn't see myself being able to handle that.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. Can you be my best friend, Shep?
I mean, yeah, he's harmless.
Yeah. I agree. You know, I had this theory that when I was watching this, you know, when new people come into the show who are just like trying to get on a show mm-hmm. and like you're not actually really friends with them. You never have been friends with them.
Yeah.
And you're like, why do I have to be like at this party with you or going on a vacation with you? Like, yeah. I don't know you.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Cameron is the OGs and like Catherine is that person, and
she probably is.
That's the way
she was too young to know them at the time. Like,
that's the dynamic I get. I feel like Cameron is just kind of like, dude, I don't even know you.
Yeah,
and I understand
you are probably right on that. And yeah, she just doesn't have the time for it. She's married, she has a job, so she's like, I don't
yeah, know, like, you.
Why
do I
have
to
coffee with
yeah.
you? Yeah, all right, see, you're putting it into perspective.
I'm trying to. I also was high when I was taking all these notes. My bachelor notes are so much better because I was like higher.
Yeah, wait. I like during these the Southern Charm ones, though,
the bachelor
ones. Because you think like Shep, Landon, Cameron, and all them are about the same age, and then they also probably ran around with like T-Rav, because yeah. you know, and probably Whitney, and yeah, she was just this young girl that a bunch of the guys slept with. Yeah, I guess I could see how they couldn't put up with it. I just feel bad for her.
All these notes I keep reading about that I wrote is just, I give up. I don't know shit about these people. I give up. I'm confused. I'm just going to stop now.
You sound like Nikolai.
Yeah. Seriously.
Like, just come on, guys.
One thing that oh my God, I like this one. Andy ups his verbiage with this crew.
Ooh. Does he?
He like dumbs down his vocabulary when he talks to us.
Do you think he does that with Housewives or just you guys? Depends on the house.
I think
probably.
House. Yeah, I think, which I understand. He's able to like. I understand.
Probably
this.
Not the New York Housewives,
because the Southern Charm crew. I mean, their vernacular is like nothing I've ever seen. Yeah. I have to stop it.
I've googled.
I've done that before. Too. My first note is, what is amorous? That's my first note.
I think I know what it means.
I don't remember what I think I looked it up last night, but I can't remember.
Okay, I'm embarrassed.
I don't retain information as well as I thought I did.
Well, because you're usually drunk or high. What do you expect?
That's true. Does that sound really bad to say hi? I'm just smoking my vape pen so I can go to sleep, people.
Yeah, she means vape. Yeah, she's not like.
I'm not like doing crystal meth.
Yeah.
So I was just drinking wine and smoking my vape pen.
Oh my God.
So that I don't take sleeping pills.
Speaking of that, it's amazing how much they're able to talk about drugs and stuff on Southern Charm. Like drug fueled rage and like you failed your drug test and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And remember on Watch What Happens Live when they didn't bleep out, what did Shep say or someone say about?
Someone said something about, I can't remember. It was a Coke, right? It was Coke.
I don't know. Yeah. They don't bleep out that stuff. I forget what it was, but it was something where I was like, what?
Yeah. Although when I like my other note, which I told you before, when Catherine's like, yeah, I was on antidepressants, you asshole. When she like attacked Whitney. She's 100% probably right, because when I was on antidepressants and I drank on them, I would black out and do crazy ass shit too.
Yeah. Well, she's also besides that, she's also fucking probably passionate because she's got kids.
Yeah. And she's talking about how Whitney, when she's 9 months pregnant, took T-Rav to a strip club.
Yeah, I'd be pissed too.
Fucking freak out. You think that just her being scary while she fights is bad? Oh, dear God. Yeah. If that happened to me.
Plus like hormones right after having a baby and stuff too, like
I believe in gun control because I think I would be one of those people like the like
talked about
topic
this.
Like on Daily Mail it would be for like months. Stassi Schroeder shoots somebody and like
we
a
were
passionate
talking-
antidepressant wine-filled rage.
We were talking about this the other day. We were like, God, because when after the Orlando stuff happened, we were like, God, I don't feel safe, like, because we're right by where the Pride is in West Hollywood. And we were like, God, should we get guns? And I was like, I don't trust myself with a gun. Like, even if I put it in a safe, like, I don't trust that I would just like not be pissed and just like threaten someone with it. Like,
you know what?
I just don't think I'm normal enough to have a gun.
Everyone around me is lucky that I actually have knives and not plastic knives like it's the airport in my apartment. Because,
but at least we're self-aware enough to know that we're not people that should have guns.
Totally. Yeah.
It's not in the cards.
Did you see that story about the mom?
What one?
Oh my gosh. So there's this mom who's 40 something, and it was actually on my birthday. It was on June 24th. She shot and killed her two daughters, an 18-year-old daughter and I think a 20-year-old daughter, in the streets outside their house. They were fighting about something, and it was the dad's birthday. So he shared. Shout out.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe I just said shout out. I didn't mean to do that. That was awful.
She actually looks really embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed that I accidentally just said that. Okay. Rewind. Rewind. Yeah, I guess they all got in a fight.
Were they like on something?
I don't know. They were in a fight, and they got a call. The 911 got a call. Police got a call because they heard, the neighbor heard gunshots or whatever. And when the police showed up, one of the girls was already on the ground outside. Like, she ran out, like, bleeding. Both the girls, I guess, ran out bleeding.
This
one was
so
on the ground.
Sad.
Then she went back in to reload her gun and shoot her again. And then the cops caught her and shot the mom.
Reload?
Yeah.
Okay, so that wasn't just, like, a random act of, like, oh, my God, I did something terrible.
Yeah. She reloaded.
Oh, my God. Well, this just took a dark turn.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I don't think that we would be like that. I'm just saying I don't think I should have one in my house.
True.
I'll just come at like a, I would like the opportunity to like beat someone with a baseball bat that was trying to attack me. Like, I feel like I could do that.
Really? I think of this all the time. Like, am I flight or fight? I think I'd like, one would look at me and my personality and be like, oh, you're totally fight. I don't know. I think I might be flight.
But I'm flight when we were in the heat in Palm Springs. I remember thinking, well, oh, God, she's the first to go.
I'm not scared for my life at that point. Actually, I was. That heat was very scary.
I think I would be fight if I was protecting someone I loved. Actually, not necessarily so with myself. I'd be like, eh, my life wasn't that great anyways. I wasn't really contributing anything. But if someone was like trying to kill John or my family, or if I had kids or whatever, or my friends, I would be so excited to beat the shit out of someone.
You know how I know I'm flight? Have I told you this, what happened to me when I was a kid?
No.
I was 10 years old and I was having a sleepover at my house. My dad was in the living room. Me and all my friends were sitting on my bed in my bedroom. And all of the sudden, and I was one of the ones facing the window, all of a sudden, a man's giant fucking hand breaks through my window.
Oh my God.
And comes in. And it looks like he's trying to, like, get in.
This is terrifying.
We scream. I get up faster than anything and push all my friends down. All of my friends down.
Towards the guy?
To get out first. Like, it was unnecessary for me to push anyone down. Like,
oh, no,
I could have gotten away on my own without having to push my friends down.
No, you were fight then.
No, it was flight. I was trying to run out.
Oh,
so I was pushing them out of the
way.
Oh,
I thought you were trying to push them to get them out. Oh,
no.
You were trampling them.
I was like, get out of my way.
Oh, my God.
And I remember running through the halls, like, in my socks, like, slipping around. Like, you know when you're running on slippery floor
like
with socks?
Like a puppy on slippery floor.
That's what I was like. And I ran to my dad. And I told my dad, my friends eventually got there.
They were weak.
I've never seen my dad look so scared in my entire life. It was the scariest look on his face. And all of a sudden, we hear the doorbell ring and we are all sobbing. Me and all my friends sobbing, screaming. And the doorbell rings. We think it's a murderer who's like, well, I couldn't get in the window. I'm just going to go through the front door.
My God.
My dad opens the door and it's my mom and my stepdad. They knew we were having a slumber party and they were trying to just knock on the window and scare us. And Lance, my stepdad at the time's hand, legit, like, went through and broke it and was really scary.
How did he break it?
It was like old school New Orleans glass. You know that glass that's like...
Oh, my God.
Like old, yeah.
And so they knocked on the door and they were like, oopsie.
Sorry. But that's how I know. I'm survival was of your, the fittest was your and dad I'm most also flight.
Was your dad most terrified to realize that his daughter was a monster? He was like, where are your friends? You're like, ah, fuck it. I don't know. They, sucks for them.
They all made fun of me for years and years and years. They're like, seriously, you're a terrible person. I wonder if I would do that now.
I don't think you would now.
I don't know. I mean, I was a kid. I was 10. So like, I don't really know. I hope not.
I mean, if someone was being a total weakling, I might not even grab them, but I don't know. I don't think you'd be like
that. I don't think I would either now. I don't know that I'd necessarily be
fighting. But we don't really hang out with weaklings. All of us would just be like, fuck it, let's get out of here. I don't think there'd be anyone whimpering in a corner.
But like, I don't want to be last and get caught by the killer. So I might have to like push you guys aside so I can get in front of you.
I'm a lot bigger than you. You couldn't push me over.
You're not.
You're I'm a sturdy,
crazy.
I'm a big boned Irish girl. You couldn't get me down.
Seriously, I last week after I did the murder house,
I would just be like this to you. Oh right.
After I did the murder house podcast when you were here for mm-hmm. it for a little while, Jen stayed over till like 12:30 at night, and we just Googled really scary shit, like real murders and hauntings and all that stuff. And my dogs were already with my mom since I was leaving town.
Uh-huh.
And it was the first time I've ever like been very scared in this apartment. Like once Jen left, I'm like, this is like really freaky.
Did you already talk about the key thing on your podcast?
Oh my God. Did I?
I don't know.
No, I can't remember. No.
Wait, did that happen?
I did it on Snapchat. No. Oh my God. I have so many stories. Okay.
We didn't talk about it when me, you and Jacqueline did it.
Oh wait,
maybe we did.
I think we did.
Yeah, we did, because it happened right before that.
Well, I got really 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 fucking scared, and I was just like, okay, my dogs aren't here. Normally I feel safe when my dogs are here, like that's what makes me feel safe. Or like I just was like freaking out. And then the next day after I was already fucking scared, I got my security system in.
Ooh.
Which is my new sponsor. Can I just talk about...
I want one so
wait,
bad.
No. Rachel, this shit is legit. You guys,
we
I have
live
to...
live in very secure buildings. This is needed.
Yeah. I'm actually going to take a long time to explain this because it's a really interesting situation that Ring has like developed for people. So, okay. A burglary happens every 13 seconds. Did you guys know that?
Nope.
Every fucking 13 seconds. And normally it's during the day, and it's somebody who comes and knocks on your door to make sure you're not home, and then comes in and does it. You know what I mean?
That's scary.
So Ring developed a system.
I don't answer my door even if someone does knock, though, usually. Unless I know I have food delivery, I'm just like, man, I don't trust that.
Really?
I don't have people that just stop by.
Well, I have dogs, so like I feel like if anyone was gonna hurt me, they'd be like, fuck, I hear dogs barking.
Really? Their dogs, they weigh about 6 pounds together.
You're right.
Soaking wet.
Okay. Well, Ring developed this thing where there's a video doorbell, and that is, it's connected with Wi-Fi. It has night vision, and it connects to your phone. So you get an app. So anytime anyone walks even past your door, you get an alert on your phone, and you can look in on your phone.
This is the coolest
and
thing
see who it is.
Ever.
And then besides, so it's motion detection stuff. And besides that, you can even talk to it. So like, say I'm out to lunch and somebody who looks like a burglar is coming, and I get alerted that somebody's in front of my door, or say it's a mailman or something. I can talk to him through
like
my doorbell.
Style?
Yeah, through my doorbell, and be like, get the fuck out, psycho. Or I could be like, hey, leave that package right there. Don't touch it.
Wait, this is the greatest thing ever. I want one.
I know. Ring. It makes, like, I feel really safe. That's why I was like, seriously, I got this the day after. And I got gold. They let you, they have different.
I'm buying one of these for
real. I got a gold doorbell. So, like, they have, like, different metals and stuff like that. It's really cool. And it was, like, so, so easy to set up. I'm telling you guys, I want everybody to be safe. So I'm using it even in my little apartment. Okay, but for limited time, my listeners get $50 off the Ring of Security kit, and it's the lowest price anywhere. So you have to go to ring.com/Stassi. That's ring.com/Stassi. $50 off. Stay safe. Or if you have anyone that you're worried about,
right, what was it? Ring.com.
Ring.com. If you have anybody like that you're scared, like say somebody just went off to college and is there in their apartment for the first time, or like, you know, your mom or your grandmother, like somebody who needs something like this. And it's fun. I'm going to start playing games with my neighbors whenever the motion detection thing goes off on my app. And if it's one of my neighbors who like I can like get like joke around with, I'm gonna be like, hey, get out of there.
That's really funny. I'm actually just gonna send this to my mom and have her buy it for me.
It's really cool.
It's tell my birthday in like a week.
Tell her to get gold. They have different shades of gold too. They have silver, they have like bronze. It's like, so it's like chic. It's really cute.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Yeah, so I mean, that's kind of all I have for Southern Charm. I'm going to wait till like the second reunion. Southern Charm, I mean, whatever. But
I'm excited for the second one.
I'm just going to start telling you about Bachelorette, okay? I know you haven't watched it, but I just...
Well, I follow them on social media, though.
I wish you watched it. Because all of my my notes are so random right now.
It's okay. You can talk and I'll just chime in.
I'll just explain. Okay. So this is my Bachelorette stream of consciousness. I haven't looked over my notes yet because I wanted it to be a surprise. One, why are all these dudes super excited for Wells to kiss her? Okay.
That's weird.
Wells finally went on a date and the date card said like, Bessima? Is that how you say kiss in?
Beso?
They were in Argentina.
Oh.
In Spanish, though. So, Bessimo. Whatever. It said something. It translated in English. The card said, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me. Then they went on this whole, like, everyone was talking about how he's the only one who hasn't kissed her. So then all the guys are talking about this with him while he's waiting to go.
This is creepy.
They're, like, giving him advice, being like, dude, you got to kiss her. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, wait a second. Why are you wanting him to kiss her? Isn't this the girl that you guys are like after? If I was
like whoring her out.
Yeah, if I was on The Bachelor and I had like a huge crush and feelings for like one of the dudes has already told her that he loved her, like a psycho. Robbie, psycho. Sorry, but you're psycho. You don't love somebody after like three group dates. Okay? That's just not how life works. Can you stop looking at the ring?
I'm looking up Wells right now.
Oh, Wells. Okay. So I thought that was really, really weird. Like I just couldn't see like, say we were all into the same guy and we're all competing and then you haven't kissed him yet and I'm like really falling for
him. That's so fucking weird.
Do you think I would be like, here's what you have to do, Rachel? I'd be like, fuck no. If you kiss him, I'll cut you.
Clearly based on what you did to your friends when you were 10, you would have already murdered me by that point.
100%. So after that, I wrote, well,
it's called a callback.
Feel bad because set up for failure already. No one could handle that pressure. Yeah. So he has to keep talking about it in all of his interviews. How he hasn't kissed her yet. He hasn't kissed her yet. So it's like,
this is so sad.
That's too much pressure on somebody. You know what I mean? It's like when you tell your boyfriend, like,
I want to set him up with someone.
Yeah, that would be, I liked him.
Should you date him?
No.
Okay.
He's not like, no.
I don't know.
So yeah, I just felt like he was already set up for failure. I mean, he ended up kissing her eventually, but he did leave.
Was it awkward, the kiss?
It wasn't as awkward. I just think that he left because he was like kind of too smart for this. Like when they sat and talked, she's like, so what do you want? Da da da. What are you looking for? Whatever. And he's like, this is how my last relationship ended. And she's like, you know, I want like that end all be all love that no matter what, the spark is there forever. Blah,
okay,
blah, blah.
Well, that doesn't exist, JoJo.
She's like, I keep saying, you know, I want to find my unicorn. And Wells is like,
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't really know that like exists. Like, you kind of don't have like this. Like,
he's like, JoJo, I didn't kiss you because you're stupid.
And he was just kind of like very like, listen, sometimes you turn into friends and you kind of got to work on it. And he was like very realistic about everything.
I like that.
And she was just like, no, I want my unicorn. So I'm going to have to say bye to you.
Oh, God, no pressure. Imagine marrying that girl.
Yeah, seriously.
Never act normal.
Seriously.
Don't fart in front of me.
Yeah, so I felt bad for him. It's like he was, okay, oh, I wrote this. Not willing to pretend or sacrifice himself for Bachelor Nation, but he did make the protein powder speech, LOL. Oh, yeah, I hated when he did that like 2 episodes ago.
I think I remember that.
What and I'm like,
it?
Really, Wells, like, you're better than this. When he took Chad's protein powder, made a speech and scattered it like it was your mom's ashes or some shit.
But was he joking?
I don't care. It was weird.
Do you miss Chad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have an announcement to make.
What?
Chad's going to be on my podcast.
When?
I think next week.
Does he live in L.A.?
No, I think he's flying in. I feel like I'm jinxing myself because
he's flying in for your podcast.
No, he's already going to be in. I'm under the impression because
I've been doing this in a public place.
At the studio. I'm not doing it in my house.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know about.
I'll
that.
I'll be murdered.
Yeah,
murdered with slabs of beef.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know about that.
Slabs of meat.
Oh my God.
With him,
I'm dying.
Beat me alive or
Can
something.
Can we grab a drink with him afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna invite. Well. I was gonna say, like, would it be weird if you guys came, or is that like just like unprofessional?
What do you mean, like me and
you can sat in on it, sit in on it, or something? Yeah. Kristen wanted to. Annabelle, I'm sure would.
Kristen
want
would
to.
Grab a mic though.
What if he can't do it now? And I'm jinxing myself. What if he can't come to LA?
I want to sit in on it.
I have to think about it.
I don't think it's that weird to sit in on it.
I have to think about it.
He likes that kind of thing, I think.
I know, but it just kind of. I don't need to feed his ego. You know what I mean?
Well, I was doing it more for your safety.
Well, if it's in the studio, I'll be safe.
Is there someone in the room in the studio?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I feel safe.
All right.
I'm really excited. He better pull through.
That's exciting. How did you reach out to him? Via Twitter?
I've been asking my podcast bosses and like people that I work with, being like, can you guys, like, I'm really busy right now.
Yeah.
And like, it's really hard for me to schedule anything. I have like Monday and Sunday off. That's it. So like, I need help.
What about Naomi and Danny, by the way? Can we Skype them in?
We'll talk about that later.
Fine.
Yeah. So Chad, please don't let me down. I know. See, I'm like really excited about this because I really want to give him a hard time and give him a chance to defend himself. And I feel like he can handle me giving him a hard time.
This is going to be great.
If he doesn't get sensitive and is like, you're a bitch and you're fat.
You'd be like, I know.
Want to go for mac and cheese after this?
Yeah.
The Hudson with plate. Ranch.
Yeah. He tweeted today to Olivia. From
shut up.
He said that your Olivia's mouth Twitter has more followers than the real Olivia's Twitter. And it's
no
true.
Way. It's true.
Like 10,000 more.
That's hysterical.
Well, it's a really funny account. Like the mouth Twitter just posts all these like funny memes and gifs like following the Bachelorette. Really
oh my
funny.
God, I'm dying. So that's amazing.
I was like, nice one.
So yeah, Wells, I mean, he just doesn't. He seems a little too normal. Like he's not willing to be like, I'm falling in love with this girl, you know, and I just feel like it's fireworks every time I see her. And
oh
like,
God, no
you know what I mean?
That.
Like, I don't think he's like willing to do that. So like, I was like, all right. Yeah. You don't belong here. Wells, please don't end up on Bachelor in Paradise.
He
like, you'll
will.
Really disappoint me.
Chad's definitely gonna be on Bachelor in Paradise, huh?
He already was.
Oh, he was?
He did it. Yeah.
What do you mean? They already shot it?
Well, I'm under the impression he lasts like a week because
I didn't know they already shot it.
That he was announced that he went and then all of a sudden he's posting pictures that he's back. And then the like creator, whoever the heck, whoever that dude is with the curly hair who always tweets things, who I follow and I can't remember his name. I don't know why I can't remember right now. He tweeted, well, because everybody's like, what? Chad's already back. And he's like, Chad has basically been, well, Chad. Implying okay. He got out or something.
He's not even trying to be a reality villain. I think that's really just who he is.
Well, I'm gonna find
because
out.
He would have figured out
get
how to stay on it longer if he
bottom.
Wanted to do it.
Yeah, I feel like that too.
Like, what's her butt? The girl that left, Lacey. That was really just her.
She's on Bachelor in Paradise. Too.
I know, but that was really just her that season when she was just like, I'm acting crazy. I think I should leave. It wasn't like she was like trying to be crazy for the cameras.
Totally. She's like, I don't know if I want to be around. I'm like, I'm actually like legit crazy and you should be scared of me. Like, I'm going to remove myself from the situation.
I feel bad for my family. They have to watch this.
Yeah, totally.
Brought out something bad in me.
Lace. I just want Lace to be BFFs with Kristen.
Yes.
You know?
And Catherine, I think, could be friends with Kristen.
Totally. Yeah. I'm not sure that the rest of these next two notes are that great. Why are the dudes all surprised Wells left when they all predicted it? Yeah, this show's so weird. They were all predicting like Wells definitely going to be sent home. Sorry. And then once they see him sent home, they're like, whoa,
well,
I can't believe this is actually
stuff.
Happening. And I was like, you guys are fucking weird. They had like a rain scene. It was like really, really dramatic. I mean, this doesn't make sense.
No, I actually know because of the Olivia's mouth Twitter.
The rain scene with JoJo.
Does it have something to do with her in a club?
Yeah. She was in. It was the most.
Yeah.
I was the most cinematic bachelorette shot I've ever seen. It was so intense. I almost was like, I wish I was there. I want to be in a rain club by myself, just standing there by myself while everybody dances around me and stares. Like, it was so weird.
Wait, what was she dancing like? I need to.
She wasn't
that.
Dancing. Everybody else was. And she was just standing there in the rain club.
This is the thing what that is the Olivia's mouth tweeted about that.
Olivia's mouth.
It was so
I'll know
funny.
I've made it when somebody's like started like Stassi's mouth or like.
Oh, maybe they really love it. But anyways, go ahead.
All right. Whatever. So also Bachelorette has turned into a porno.
Ew.
Her and Luke have like
there we
such
go.
Intense.
It was actually the real Olivia posted that.
JoJo should have just broken out the dance moves during her solo stroll through the nightclub.
That's how I knew you were talking about.
You're right. It's just, I'm going to have to, you have to watch that scene. It was just like so
weird.
We'll
put it on after this.
Yeah, Luke and JoJo have like mad sexual chemistry, and I thought I was going to watch them start having sex.
Ew.
But it made me like it. So now like I really like Luke.
Okay, good.
But he needs to have like a little more of a sense of humor, I feel like.
I'm looking him up too to make sure I know who he is.
It's so annoying that you haven't seen this.
Sorry. Oh, I liked him.
Yeah.
No, they had a lot of... I remember seeing... Well, they did a little hot tub thing together and yeah.
Yeah, they have a shit ton of chemistry.
Yeah.
So...
He seems sweet.
Yeah, he seems very genuine. I don't think he seems gay. You're allowed to say that. You don't have to mouth
G-A-Y. I don't
want to
say that about someone.
So? What?
Because that's mean.
I thought Evan was gay. In fact, I'm pretty positive he was.
It's aggressive.
I think all of the dudes that go on The Bachelorette,
male models
like, they have
or
a
whatever
screw
that like they always look like that though in every photo.
Yeah, that's true. So James is somebody I really like, and I think you would like too.
Okay.
You know the one that
James Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh, he's adorable.
He's really cute, but yeah. he broke like the cardinal rule of like Bachelorette.
What did he do?
His only one-on-one time, he started talking about Jordan.
No.
Like, this is my note
Why
says.
Why do you do that?
James breaks the cardinal rule. Stop talking about Jordan. You know when you spend, when they spend their one-on-one time talking about somebody else?
Yeah.
You always end up going, you never win. The person who wins never spends their one-on-one time, has never once spent one-on-one time talking about somebody else and how they're not here for the right reasons and he's just like an asshole and he's entitled.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, like, God that damn was, it. James, Taylor, get it together.
That was the girl that... on The Bachelor, who was the one that wore the bad jean shorts and was trying to like conspire against? She like made up a lie.
Oh, Tiara,
is that her name?
Don't dull her sparkle. Wait,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
The don't. Oh no, you're talking about last season.
Yeah,
I don't remember her name.
Oh,
that was really embarrassing for her though. You know what's not embarrassing? Surviving after you drink and not dying in a car because you're drinking and driving, which is why you should do Lyft.
And where's this going?
And I'm giving you $30 savings, $10 towards 3 rides full free. Full frizzle. So if you guys are like running short on cash, you're not being able to make your rent, and you know you still want to go out tonight, but you're like, fuck, how do I afford a Lyft? You're welcome. Now you can go out tonight and you can just tweet, thanks, Stassi. Thanks for paying for my ride to go out tonight. You guys, Lyft is my favorite car service because everyone's always in a good mood. The surges are not that much like ever.
No, they're not.
It's clean. It's quick. It's way like everybody else sucks. I'm sorry. For realsies. Yeah, it's just the best.
It is the best.
I mean, every time I get in a Lyft, like, everybody's so much nicer.
I always take Lyft. They love their job.
They do. They like their job. So if you go to Lyft.com/Stassi, that's Lyft.com/Stassi, enter your phone number and you'll get a message to activate my offer. Yes. So if you enter your phone number, you'll get a message to activate your offer or just like go to the app. I'm pretty sure that's easier. So Lyft.com/Stassi, Stassi, get 3 free short rides, $10 towards each ride. Just like don't go to a bar very far. You know what I mean?
Sweet.
All righty. Done with that. Let's get back to Bachelorette. Why don't we ever see anything that the people are always referring to in the house? Like they're like, oh, we all got in a fight in the house. Or like so-and-so said this in the house. Aren't there like cameras in the house at all times? Do they just not have enough time to show all this stuff?
Do they ever show like security camera footage?
Sometimes, I feel like.
Well, then they should have it.
Yeah, so like I don't get it.
Maybe teasing it for later?
I feel like I'm going to ask some of my reality TV friends.
Like, Matthew used to work on the show. You got to ask him.
Okay, yeah. I 100% I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, he would know.
Because I just don't understand.
He'll be at my show tonight.
Perfect. Also, need a synonym for fireworks. That's what I wrote. Everyone always just says it's like fireworks when I see her. It's like fireworks when our eyes
explosions.
Meet. Just like
fireworks.
Can everybody
Jesus.
Cut the fucking shit with fireworks?
Not like a guy would never even say that.
No man would be like it was just like fireworks.
I'd slap him. If a guy said that to me, I would slap him right across the face.
Yeah, I think me too.
Like man up.
Yeah, you're right. Why did I write in quotes interpretive dance of struggle? LOL.
Whatever. That sounds amazing.
Oh, I know what it was. Oh my God, this is my favorite part. So she did another 2-on-1. where she has to let one person go.
Yeah.
And it was like learning how to like dance all like, what is that? Not salsa, but tango. Yeah.
I also saw that on Twitter.
Yeah. And so she was, it was the most awkward scene, like two dudes and she's in the middle, like dancing. And you can tell like whoever was like producing that scene was just like, okay, now stand like this and pose like you're on fucking Dancing with the Stars. And one of the dudes was like, this interpretive dance of struggle. And you know, he didn't come up with it on his own. Like,
oh
that,
my God.
It was just weird.
But did the they best, do it with a straight face?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The best part. Okay. Alex was let go. No. Who was let go? Not Alex. The other one that looks like Alex. So when one of the dudes was let go, they juxtaposed him in the limo crying.
Oh my God.
Crying with a woman who comes out and starts singing, don't cry. Wait, no. One of the Evita songs.
You have to don't cry. I think it's Argentina.
I think it was that one. No, or yeah.
You have to show me.
Or it's one of the Evita songs. Okay. One of the songs from Evita. And
sorry,
it was like
sorry,
really
I missed that movie.
It was really fucking hilarious. I was like, whoever edited this is a genius.
I have to see this.
And he's literally just like being like, don't cry. Don't cry. And the music is like the way like the intensity, like whenever the intense parts of the song come up, they then like go to when like he really starts to cry.
Oh my God.
It was hysterical.
He'll never be able to date again.
I know. Aww. Literally, I'm like looking at my drunk notes and it says, Evita music with that dude leaving. I can't. Laughing my ass off. No shame in the editing game. I'm fucking dead. Don't cry. Ah ha 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 ha. That's what I wrote.
Oh my God. This is Stassi's brain.
Yeah. And then my last note is, did the ABC producers hear my last podcast episode about this getting boring? Because shit just got better.
They must have. They must have.
Yeah. I feel like you're welcome, everybody who watches Bachelorette. ABC was listening to my podcast and like, oh, it's getting boring. We better spice this up for her.
Stassi needs this.
You know,
she doesn't have a lot else going on. So,
yeah,
throw her a bone.
So that's it. I guess it wasn't as interesting as I thought. Like my notes. Maybe
I think they were very interesting.
Maybe because I'm not drunk right now and I'm like the soberest.
It's about time for that. What time is it?
Right. What do we want to drink?
1:48. I want the coffee drink. I haven't drank in like 5 days because
okay,
I was
I'll make
sick.
You the coffee drink. I'm going to eat my sushi first because coffee and sushi just makes me feel like
yeah, that
that's
doesn't sound
disgusting.
Good. Okay.
You guys, Rachel has a comedy show tonight with
Yay!
Heather McDonald and Kristen's going to be in it with Jacqueline Marfuji and Gabby Conti too. So
you're not going to listen to this before that? Does it come out today or tomorrow?
It might come out today. Maybe I should get off and just turn it in. You guys, go listen to... Rachel O'Brien's podcast
called Be Here for a While on iTunes
and follow her at Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat and all that shit.
Rachel and O'Brien.
Rachel no Brian. Hey, email me questions for the Chadster. If this dude does not pull through, I swear to God
it's gonna be so great
because I just announced it.
Well, he has to now.
You know who else I'm gonna have on my podcast soon?
Who?
I'm going to make this announcement to my listeners. Someone you'd least expect. Somebody a part of my past. Uh-huh. Who I'm going to pick his brain.
We'll get everybody
to take some guesses. Tweet me your guesses.
When's it going to come out?
I don't know. We'll see. All right. Bye, Khaleesi's.